بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, a series in which we have been investigating and trying to better appreciate the verses of the Noble Quran, and more specifically, basing our understanding on the commentary authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur. In our previous discussion from verses 1 through to 6, we understood that the day of destruction of this earth is a reality that people may deny, but that will definitely come to pass. In our previous discussion, we also looked at the fact that God has defined and shown us that humanity will go into three distinct groups or categories. Today in our review, we want to better understand those three categories and what are their blessings that they will get, and also what are the pains and punishments and the warnings which they were promised in this world, what will come to pass to them. Before we go into that, let us understand the fact that God has, obviously other than the angels and inanimate objects, has three other groups of creations. There are the angels, there are the jinn, and then there are you and I, the human beings. And what we understand is that all of the angels, that these are entities which are, first of all, believers. They submit to God wholeheartedly. And in the Quran, we actually see a reference to this. When you look at chapter number 66, Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 6, God says about the angels, وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, that they do as they are commanded to do. After that, we see that we have a group called the jinn, and these are another of God's creations, and they're divided into two categories. They have freedom of choice. They have the right to believe or disbelieve. And so the Quran tells us in chapter number 72, Surah Al-Jinn, in verse number 14, that some are believers while others are disbelievers. God says, وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ, that some of us are those who submit and some of us are the deviators. However, there are also us, the human beings, humanity, and it is us who will ultimately be divided into these three categories that we are speaking about in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And about us, the Quran says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, and at that time you shall be sorted out into three distinct categories. Now this distinction into three categories of humanity is also mentioned in other passages of the Quran. So for example, in chapter number 35, Surah Al-Fatir, verse number 32, God says the following. He says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that some of them are hard upon themselves, and so they are unjust to their souls. There are others among them who are moderate and are following the middle course. And then there are yet others among them who, by the leave and permission of God, are the foremost in acts of goodness. Thus, we see that one group are those who are oppressive and sinners, another group who are people in the middle and balanced, while the third group were those who were spiritually higher and exceptional human beings. Now, in the Noble Quran, we also see various expressions that have been used to denote the need for us as human beings to forge ahead and to take a prominent spot in terms of goodness, in terms of actions of righteousness. Let us look at a few examples of the Quran in which we have been encouraged to, you know, be at the forefront, not of wealth, but of spirituality. So for example, in the Quran, in chapter number 59, Surah Al-Hashr, in verse number 10, God advises us to have precedence, to go ahead and take a prominent spot in true faith. And he says, سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. He refers to those who had precedence of us in faith. In the Quran as well, in the chapter 57, Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 10, God tells us that we should take a prominent role, be at the forefront of spending in charity and in the act of jihad, of the struggle. And in this regards, God says, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. That not alike amongst you are those who spent money, who spent before the victory and who fought, and those who did not. They, the ones who were the foremost and who took precedence, that they are more exalted in rank than those who spent and fought afterwards. In addition, in the Quran, in chapter number 83, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse number 26, God says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And for that, let the aspirers aspire. We're also told in the Quran, in chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 148, that we should take precedence in good actions. As God says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Therefore, hasten to do good works. And last but not least, before we conclude this discussion in this session, is that we should take precedence and try to be at the forefront of trying to gain the blessings which have been promised by the divine in paradise. And this is what we see in this passage in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, in this verse under our review, where God says, "Wasabiqun as-sabiqun," that this third group are those that are foremost in faith, and they are by all means the foremost in the hereafter. Now, in this regards, in mentioning this verse and its interpretation, the fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, he has been quoted as saying that the clear meaning of this phrase are the prophets of God. So at the foremost, at the pinnacle, the sabiqun, as-sabiqun, they are the prophets of God. In addition, we have a tradition from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, who basically would say that he considered that those who rush towards the performance of the five daily prayers, obviously on time, that he felt that this, or he explained this verse rather as being one of the manifestations of this phrase. And so we see that it is not only a status of the prophets of God, but even us, we can also try and attain some level of that closeness and proximity to God if we rush, in the example of this tradition, to make sure that our daily connection to God is done on time and every time. We will conclude our discussion today and return back to review the remaining discussion of this verse, the commentary of it, and then ultimately conclude with some points that we can all benefit from and learn from and take away to implement within our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.